NSW pleased with progress of venues to remove gaming signage. In the Australian state of New South Wales, NSW, the government has praised gaming operators for their progress towards introducing the gambling-related harm measures the regulator has set out. One of the pre-election pledges of the newly installed NSW government was to remove all external gambling signage from venues throughout the Australian state. The government introduced this measure in May this year and gave venues until September 2023 to comply with this new rule. Related: NSW closes a loophole to circumvent gambling signage removal from venues. The rule change affects around 530 venues, and inspectors from Liquor and Gaming NSW have visited these locations to offer support and education regarding the upcoming changes. The NSW government estimates that 215 of the 530 land-based casinos and gambling venues have removed all gaming signage to comply with the September deadline, which it believes is ahead of schedule. Quote, "It's great to see industry and government working together to prevent and reduce gambling harm in the community. We announced these changes back in May as a staged approach to ensure pubs and clubs were given the appropriate amount of time to conceal, remove and switch off any gambling promoting signage." Opening square bracket dot dot closing square bracket. "Removing this signage is just one important part of our commitment to gambling reform to reduce harm and tackle money laundering head on in NSW. David Harris, NSW Minister for Gaming and Racing. Range of measures to reduce gambling-related harm. The regulatory arm of the NSW government has stated that this rule is part of a broader package of changes in the gambling industry aimed at reducing harm and strengthening responsible gambling. The cash input limit was reduced from $5,000 to $500 for gaming machines, which was effective from the start of July this year. There was also a cap placed on the number of gaming machines permitted throughout the state. Responsible gaming officers are assigned to larger gaming venues, and a panel of gaming industry stakeholders has been set up to oversee a proposed cashless gaming trial." Related: security fears over Australia's NSW cashless gambling pilot. Another measure is the introduction of a statewide self-exclusion scheme for players who feel they are at risk of gambling-related harm. Failure to comply. Regulators in the NSW government have stressed they have given the over 500 venues enough time to adhere to the new changes and have provided support from inspectors to guide the locations through the new rules. Once the September 1st deadline has been reached, the NSW regulators have stated that any venues that breach compliance with the new gaming regulations will face hefty fines. The maximum penalty will be $11,000 for each offense.